Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on church worship one more time, where we can lift up the name of Jesus. And is he who declared and died, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. We thank God for keeping us another week and allowing us to be able to get back together one more time. We are worshiping today with you from the Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland. We thank God that he allowed us to get back into the building to test out the audio and video to see how things are going to work as we look forward to getting back into the building. So we're excited about that we're actually online and on the Facebook, we're on the internet, and thank God for how things are working. Thank God for you and especially our chairman of our trustee ministry, Sister Juanita Henderson, for just maintaining the building in an outstanding manner. That when we came back, we find everything in its working order, and we're able to broadcast this morning. So we're excited about that. We're giving God the glory and the praise for just allowing us to be able, amen, to be able to look forward to getting back together and continuing our virtual ministry. So nobody can do it but God, and we say to God be the glory. I think I'm going to say that again. Nobody can do it but God, so we say to God be the glory. I'm going to say that one more time. Nobody can do it but God, so to God be the glory. Can I say that one more time? Nobody can do it but God, so God, to God be the glory. Amen. For the great thing that he has done, he's doing, and he's continuing to do. We thank you again for all of your steadfastness, your financial steadfastness, your prayerful steadfastness, that we're able to walk into the building this morning and find everything in its proper place and proper order, to be able to broadcast, to be able to have connections and lights and everything. It is an awesome thing that God has done through his people, and we say to God be the glory. And we're going to go to our worship this morning. We're going to ask that Reverend Lindsay lead us in prayer this morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Reverend Lindsay. Good morning. Praise God. Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church.
Praise God.
Good morning. It is so good, praise God, to just be able to broadcast from the church again, and we praise God and give him the glory because he is moving us closer and closer into the physical building of his worship. And so we praise God this morning that even though we haven't been in the physical building, he has held us and kept us together.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on.
Spiritually.
Hallelujah.
The Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit has connected all our
Hallelujah.
Spirits together. So we give him the glory. And so this is just the beginning of what a time it's going to be when we all get together. And so we thank
Hallelujah.
God this morning when we be able to
yeah.
see each other face to face. But until that
Hallelujah.
Time comes, we are going to bless him. We're going to praise him. We're going to say hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Give
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And as the
thank
songwriter
you.
Say, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent yes. is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. And Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thanksgiving hearts. We come with a heart of attitude and a gratitude of prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving, O God, knowing, Father, that truly you have been mighty good unto us this week.
Yes, you have,
Father God, we thank you because you have brought us a mighty long ways. And even though we were walking through some dark pathways and some valleys, oh
Hallelujah.
God, and we thought we wouldn't
Hallelujah.
Make the way, oh God, but you held our hand. You kept us, oh God. You kept us and you led us in the straight
yeah.
and narrow pathway. And for that, we are grateful this morning. We lift our hearts up in joy. We lift our hearts
yeah.
up in gratitude. We lift our hearts up in praise because you and you alone have been a faithful
thank
God.
You,
you have been a
thank
loving
you.
And a kind God. And we thank you,
yeah.
Father, because you have been a forgiving God. And so, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that as you look on our hearts this morning and prepare us for worship, oh God,
yeah.
we pray that you would search us and search, research us, oh God. If you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, Father, we pray
mm-hmm.
that you will cleanse us through your word and sanctify us, oh God. Wash us in your blood, Father, and make us
yeah.
whole and complete in you. And Father God, while you're cleansing us, oh God, I pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would give us more and more of your love, more and more of your grace and your mercy. Father God, we thank you and we love you for these spiritual blessings.
Yeah.
We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who died that we might have a right to the tree.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, your sweet comforter, oh God, that keeps us and leads us and guides us, Father. Even when we don't know what to do, Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Because he's always there making intercession for us. And so, Father God, I pray this morning that you will look on Pastor K, son. Continue to strengthen
thank you,
him. Continue to keep him as the apple of your eye. Continue to give him revelation knowledge, oh God, that
yes,
as he
Lord.
Lead your sheep, oh God, Father God, that we might be able to know truth and might be able to follow you and follow you the way that you would have us to go. Oh God, I pray that you open up our eyes. Open up our
mm-hmm.
ears and our hearts that we might receive your word with praise and thanksgiving. And then, Father God, we pray for First Lady. We pray for how you have
yeah.
touched her body and how
thank
you have
you,
healed her from last week until this
yes,
week. How
yes.
you have kept a watch over her, oh God. And we pray that you will continue to strengthen her. We pray for the first family, oh God. And then, Father God, we pray for each and every member of the Heart of God. We pray this
mm-hmm.
morning, Father, that you will strengthen these, your people, oh God, that you
yeah.
have placed in this church, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, oh Father God, that you will meet their every need today, Father. You know what they stand in the need of, Father God. So, Father God, I pray that you will bless them according to your
yeah.
riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Father. We
thank
you.
You.
We thank you, Lord. And Father God, not only we pray for those of the Heart of God, but we pray for everyone that is tuned
yeah.
in, everyone that is listening to you today,
regardless yes,
of which way or how they might be hearing your word or seeing you, Jesus. We pray, Father,
mm-hmm.
that you will bless them, oh God. Bless your churches, oh God, as they go forth, oh God. Bless your ministers
yeah.
and your pastors, oh God. Father God, we pray, Father, that you will strengthen in you not your people, oh God. as mm-hmm. we prepare to come together as a family, oh God, continue, yeah. oh God, to be in the midst. And then, Father God, we pray that you look on all those that are sick and shut in this morning, all those that need healing, Father God, mm-hmm. all those that need encouragement in spirit and in heart. Oh God, we pray that you will meet every need. And Father God, we're so grateful. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. And we pray that someone through the preach come to know you as Lord and Savior, that they will give their life unto you, and you will draw all men, Father.
Yeah.
Father God, all men will be drawn through the preach word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help us to lift you up, that you might do the drawing, and that your name might be glorified. And we'll forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because truly, you have made a way out of nowhere. And
yes,
we thank
have.
You, Father. We thank you for every blessing that you have done for us. We thank you for every hand that you have used in
Hallelujah.
Your building. And we give you yeah. glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise this morning because of who you are and what you continue to be. And we love you and we thank you for these and all blessings. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank Reverend Lindsay for that perfect prayer this morning. Amen. Truly God is good, and he is greatly to be praised. Amen. We want to go to a song we used to sing all the time in our beginning back in Central High School. And it was a song number 10, and everybody knew what song number 10 was. And the title of that song is Oh, How I Love Jesus. Amen. And we used to sing it until we would get happy. Amen. Because we realized that it was Jesus that first loved us. Real simple song, first verse says, there's a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. And then the refrain, the chorus says, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And if you can remember it, because I know it's in your heart, amen, let's sing to the glory of God and let the Lord know that we love him. Let the Lord know, amen, that we are grateful to him for how he just continued to bless us, continued to keep us. And so let us sing together. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me his precious blood, the sinner's perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father had in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, yield sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. And the last verse says, it tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love, oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love, oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love, oh, how I love him. As he first loved me. Hallelujah. We thank God today that the Lord loved us. He looked past our fault and saw our need. God was the one that stayed when everybody else left. God was the one that bare every burden that we've ever had. God is the one who loved us and saw us and first loved us. And so now we say back to him, oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, somebody said he bought me from a mighty long way. Somebody said he loved me when I wasn't lovely. Somebody said it was nobody but the Lord on my side. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would we be? Amen. We thank God today that he is a loving God, that he is a forgiving God, that he is a God that can keep us. He's a God that continues to let us know that he's there and that he cares, that he continues to make ways out of no way, that he continues to hold you in the apple as the apple of his eye, that he continues to rock you in the cradle of his arm, that he continues to whisper in your ear that everything's going to be all right. And when you're going through trials and tribulations and ups and downs, that he'll come and hold you and let you know that he is going to be right there and that he promises true that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he has shown us over and over down through the years that he loves us so much that he's willing to do whatever it is that we need to be able to survive. And so we thank God this morning for the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We thank God today. Amen. For truly, the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. We're going to go to our first worshiper this morning. Our first worshiper, last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, Heart of God. Love you all. I thank God for just loving me, fighting me. You know, he just kept on loving me regardless. And I just thank him. I can't thank him enough. You all have a blessed day and a wonderful week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the good Lord that allowed me this morning to stand on my feet and open my eyes up and give me another second chance to stay on the right track and follow his name. And praise the Lord that I have given a good day and long, and he has brought me a mighty long way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. It's a good day. I thank the Lord for all of your prayers last week as I was going through my migraine, and the Lord brought me through. I just want to tell everyone that God is good no matter what we go through. I have on a shirt that says he's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's a way maker. He's a lily in the valley and a bright morning star. He's my God. Amen. That is who you are, and that is who we are. He is our God. He's our Father. He's a miracle worker because he has done so many miracles at Heart of God Baptist Church that we have actually witnessed and seen. And we just thank the Lord for that. And I just want everyone to have a blessed week. I love you. Air hugs and kisses until we meet to see each other, until we see each other. All right. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits. 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. It's good to be on the line this morning. I feel so good this morning. First Lady, woke up. I listened to all the music and everything, and it was such a blessing. I had a flashback of our liturgical dances, and I thought about it. I said, when we were in the church and we first started, those kids are grown. Now they have their own kids, and perhaps we can go back into the church. Noah and Zoe will be our children dancing. It's from generation to generation. It's such a blessing to be able to see your own flesh and blood in the Lord and doing God's will. Thank you so much for what you do, First Lady, and how you keep things going. As a family, we had a good week this week. God has blessed us, blessed Aunt Jewel, blessed Aunt Becky, and we are doing really, really good. Glory be to God. Thank you, prayer warriors, for all your prayers. It lets us know that God is still in the blessing business. And as the song said, he has a blessing with our name on it. That's how I feel right now. I am just so spiritually filled up this morning because of how we don't look like what we've been through, and we're still on the battlefield for the Lord. You all be blessed. Stay safe. And enjoy what the good Lord has given you. God bless you all. We love you. Have a great, great week and day.
Amen.
Praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
God bless First Lady. Thank you all for your goodness. Thank you for your concern and what you are doing to keep me uplifted in my life. I want to continue to know that God has me. I want to continue to keep on praising and doing what he wants me to do, because he does give me the strength. He gives me the mind and the courage to keep on doing his will, not man's will, but God's will. And so I thank him for my sister Vi, for my sister Becky, my nephew Derek. He's continuously doing like you do, Pastor. He keeps us in prayer. He keeps us uplifting. And it all lets you know that it's God. So you all continue to do what you're doing, and I'm going to continue to love you all and know that there is a way.
Oh, yes.
That there is a way.
Yes, Lord.
And I will forever be grateful for that. So you all be blessed. Continue to have a blessed week. This morning when I woke up, I just thank and praise him for another day.
Amen. Amen.
Praise him for another day. It means so much to know that God is on your side. So as I was saying, you all have a blessed week and have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Our last four digits is 517351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson, First Lady, and the Heart of God family. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning to a beautiful day that you've made, and I shall rejoice in it. Last week was a few extra challenges, a lot of things. We have a lot of challenges, but sometimes you have a little more than usual. And so, therefore, I had to put my prayer and my faith to work. And last week's message was prayer and faith still works. And I tell you that is nothing but the truth, nothing but the truth. And I just thank the Lord, and I give him all the honor, all the glory, and all the praises. And I thank him so much, so much. And all of you have a blessed week, and stay safe. God bless you. To God be all the glory.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, I thank God on this morning for just allowing the broadcast to come from the sanctuary. Praises be to God. I thank God for being my strong power. I thank God this morning for just providing me with the strength that I need. Thank God for his goodness, his loving kindness, and his faithfulness. I thank him for truly God is faithful. And I just thank God that he is a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. And so I am just so grateful to God this morning for the many blessings that he has given to me, my family, and to my church family. And I just thank God for being a right now God, for being an ever-present God. I just thank God for he's still God. And I just thank God that he is truly amazing. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And I am just so grateful this morning. I'm just overjoyed this morning. I'm just so in awe of God. God just never ceases to amaze me. And I just thank him and I praise him and I give him honor and glory on this day. So everyone have a very blessed day and a very blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0099. 0099. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Like to thank God for another day. It's good to hear everybody once again. I'd like to thank him for keeping us, bringing us through another week. All the good memories that we have of the old church is starting out and everything that we talk about, bring back good memories. And hope to see everybody soon so we can get back to somewhat of a normal. But like to thank him for that. Continue to bless each and everybody. It's good to hear from everybody. And hope to hear from everybody next week. And see everybody soon. Best wishes. Everybody have a great week. And God bless.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We'll go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 6947. 6947, you're on air.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice. Thank you, Aunt Vi, for that compliment about Noah and Zoe. They're getting so big and so fast.
Everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wake up.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I have a song for you all this morning. You're next in line for a miracle. Your breakthrough, you're next in line for a miracle. You have kept the faith. Today is your day for a miracle. miracle. And that's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Truly, God is good and greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, again. Good morning, First Lady, and good morning, Heart of God. And truly, God is good, and God is constantly doing miracles. Thank you, Janice, for those words of encouragement, because God is a miracle-working God. And without him, I would not be here. Lord knows I wouldn't, because he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs, and I thank him for the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I praise God this morning for his goodness. I want to thank him for my family, for friends and loved ones. And I just thank God for being a prayer answering God. And a couple of verses I want to leave with you all this morning is from Psalm 92. It says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And so I thank God for his faithfulness. God bless you all and have a blessed week.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let me go to the Lord in prayer. We know that it is prayer that has blessed us down through the years and prayer that has kept us. And so we want to continue to that tool that the Lord has given us, that we will be able to pray and that we will have faith in God will answer our prayers. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer. We will pray for all of our church family members, extended family members. I'll pray for our children and all of our school teachers and local federal officials, our president, vice president, and all the churches that are open in the name of Jesus all over this world. We pray that God would continue to bless our men and women in uniform and all of those who stand watch day and night over our country, and that we will continue to trust God that his Holy Spirit will continue to bless and minister to us like only he can. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes to lead us in prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. Father, we come this morning for another day that you have blessed us to open our eyes. Father, we come acknowledging that you are God, the creator and the sustainer of our life. Oh, God, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness and your faithfulness to us. God, we come, oh, God, this morning with an attitude of gratitude because we are so grateful for the many blessings that you have given us individually and collectively. And, Father, we thank you, Father God, for your keeping power. Father, we are your vessel to be used by you for kingdom building. And so, Father, keep us strong physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And, Father, we know, Father, that we have thought some things and we have said some things and we have done some things, Father, that were not pleasing unto you. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us for any sins that we may have committed, Father God, that you would create within all of us clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us. Thank you for being a prayer answering God, because you have answered many, many, many prayers for us. And so, Father, on this morning, we come lifting up for prayer this morning, this nation. We come lifting up those that are leaders of this nation. We come lifting up President Biden and Vice President Harris and all of the Congress and the Senate. We come, Father, this morning lifting up all families and communities and all churches, lifting up all of our pastors and our prayer warriors. And, Father, we come lifting up those that are in hospitals and those that are in nursing homes, Father God. We come lifting up all of our parents and guardians and teachers, our administrators, Father God. We come, Father God, lifting up those who are dealing still with the COVID-19 virus and those that are recovering at home, Father God. and all of the bereaved families, Father God. We lift them up as well, Father God. Give them the strength and the stamina and the perseverance to hold on to your unchanging hand. We lift up those, oh God, who are dealing with mental challenges and other challenges in their lives. And, Father, we lift up our senior citizens and our children and our youth and our grandchildren, Father God. And, Father, we lift up our pastor to you this morning, Father, Pastor Anthony B. Kason, Sr. We pray, God, that you will gird him up on every leaning side, that you will prop him up where he's weak, and that you will build him up, Father, where he feels he's torn down, and that you will strengthen him in every area of his life, Father, that he needs to be strengthened in, Father. Father God, we lift up our First Lady on today, Father. Thank you, Father, for touching her physical body, Father God.
Yes, yes.
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to touch her physically and spiritually, Father God, and, oh God, emotionally and financially, Father God. And, Father, we just thank you for the miracle-working God that you are. For truly you are a miracle-working God. And we thank you for the many miracles that you have worked in all of our lives, Father God. But down through the years, Father, you have been good to us, Father. You have been better to us, God, than we've been to ourselves, Father God.
My Lord, my
and
Lord.
So, Father, we thank you, Father God. And, Father God, we just lift up Heart of God Baptist Church in its entirety, every member, every ministry, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you for how far you have brought us. We thank you for how you have kept us. We thank you, Father God, that you are still God, even through the pandemic, Father God, that we've been through, Father God, and we're still going through, Father God. You are still God, Father God. Touch the hearts and the minds and the spirits of mankind today. And, Father, we grant us, Father God, more of your divine wisdom, more revelation knowledge of your word, more understanding of your word, and more of a spirit of discernment of your word, Father God. We know, Father God, that your hand is yet still moving, even in the midst of the circumstances and the challenges that we face, Father God, individually and collectively, Father God. God, you are the source. You are the strength of our lives. And, God, you said in your word, Lord, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that you are true to your word, Father God. And we know that you are able to do all things well, Father God, and that you do all things well, Father, because what? You are still God, and you're still a loving God. You're still a kind God. And so, Father, we thank you on this morning, Father. You are the God that is a deliverer. You are the God that is a healer. You are the God that's more than enough. You are the God who is sovereign. You are the God that is our strong tower. You are the God that is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. You are the great I am. And so, Father, we thank you on this morning, and we bless your name and we praise your name, Father God. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And we ask all of these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. We thank Reverend Sykes, amen, for that fervent prayer. Again, we thank everyone on the line that has tuned in down through the year. Some 3 months where we've been virtual, and well, whichever way you get online, and all your prayers and all your support, truly God is good, and we are celebrating him on a daily basis. Amen. So far, so good with the broadcast from the church building. Amen. We just overjoyed by how God has blessed us when we walked in the door. Excited this morning to get here, just to walk around and see how God continues, amen, just to keep us like nobody else can keep us, amen. And we don't take it for granted that he continued to bless us over a year, that we still have a place, we still have the lights on, still have electricity, still have internet, still have a place to park, water still running. Lord, we have a lot to be grateful for. Amen. And so we don't take it for granted. And again, we thank our Chair person of our trustee ministry, Sister Juanita Henderson. Amen. For continuing to be a caretaker of our church building and just continuing to get things done. Amen. I know she doesn't like a lot of the front line light, but we will give her some props this morning and everyone who continues to support us, not only spiritually, but financially. We say thank you and we appreciate your steadfast commitment to Heart of God Church Ministry. Amen. Amen. And it's going to lead us to the Word of God today. The Word of God comes to us from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John and the third chapter. We're going to begin at verse 1. And as we get ready to read this, we want to continue to pray and ask God that he would give us the ability to be able to study and to read and understand and apply his word to our lives. So let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you would forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, that you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. The gospel according to John. Was writing to let us know that truly Jesus is God, and that he walked this earth, and that he is part of God's triune Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that John wanted us to know, amen, that as Jesus was completing his earthly ministry, a ministry for about 3 years, that Jesus would not leave us comfortless, but he would pray to the Father that he would send us another comforter in the presence of and the power of the Holy Spirit. And in chapter 3, he writes about a fellow by the name of Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee, he was a Jew. And he had concern about the prophecy that foretold the coming of Jesus. And so when he got into the presence of Jesus, he began to ask and to question Jesus about his power. Amen. And we see in this chapter 3 that Jesus explained to Nicodemus that he would not understand or be able to understand about the presence and the power of God unless he had a new birth or rebirth in the Spirit. And so this is what we're going to talk about this morning, is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. The presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So chapter 3, verse 1 begins as this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. In verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? In verse 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. In verse 6, he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 7 says, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said to them, how can these things be? In verse 10, Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? In verse 11, he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Jesus continues in verse 12. He says, if I had told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? In verse 13, he says, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So for a few minutes, we'd like to talk from the subject, the power, the presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, it's important for us to be able to recognize the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives is the presence of God that is with us 24/7. And as we begin to recognize this, we can begin to rely and depend on God, not just sometimes, but all the times and every day in our life through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so as Jesus performed miracles during his earthly ministry and people began to experience the miracles that Jesus performed, the Pharisee named Nicodemus, he came to him and said, how do you do these things? We know you come from God, and we know that you can't do anything, these miracles, except you come from God. And he says, how do you do it? And the thing that we have found out as a church, and we found out as collectively and individually, is that the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit is still performing miracles in all of our lives. And it's an awesome thing to know it. But for those that don't know it, Jesus explains to them how this happens. And in other words, we will grow and we will mature in our Christian walk, in our walk of faith, if we understand how the Holy Spirit works, how we have the benefit of having the Holy Spirit in our life to be able to help us navigate this thing called life. And so Nicodemus was curious, and he asked him, if you go back to that verse 2 in that chapter 3, he says, the same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these things, do these miracles, that thou dost, except God be with him. And so he's saying, what is this about this presence and this power? And the first thing that stands out here is that he is a Pharisee. He's a religious leader. He's someone that's supposed to know. But the thing is, amen, God confines the worldly wisdom of man. And so in order for you to be able to experience the presence and the power of God, first you have to believe that God is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In other words, we have to humble ourselves in order to be able to experience the presence and the power of God. We have to humble ourselves before God and seek his face and seek his presence and his power. And so Nicodemus, amen, he left all his political, he left all his religious hats and knowledge and accolades, and he humbled himself before God and said, God, what is it that you have that can perform these miracles? What is it that you have that can, Jesus, what is it it that you have that allows these things to transpire before our eyes that we've never seen before? What is it that allows you to be able to perform miracle after miracle that these things nobody else can do, and how can that be available to me? And so we have to humble ourselves and realize the power of God, realize the presence of God, and come to God humbly and come to him meek and lowly and come to him, amen, as Lord, amen, and Savior of our lives to be able to experience the power. So in other words, when we humble ourselves before God, when we come meek, when we come lowly, when we confess our sins, when we confess our faults, when we realize that we are in desperate need of salvation and desperate need of a Savior that can deliver us from the power and the penalty of sin. When we come that way, what happens is as we come meek and lowly, God will begin to empower us through the power and the presence of his Holy Spirit and begin to raise us up, amen, into the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So in order for you to and for us to experience the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, we first have to submit ourselves to God. We have to humbly bow before him to acknowledge him not only as Lord, not only as Savior, but also as Lord. And when you acknowledge him as Lord and Savior, and you humbly bow before him, what God does is he empowers you and brings you up, and he fills you with his Holy Spirit and gives you the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that whatever you ask in his name, it shall be done. And so Nicodemus wanted to experience this, but he didn't know how to experience it. And many people that are religious and many people that are in positions of authority and many people that have earthly and worldly knowledge, amen, they see the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in people who are true believers in Christ Jesus and are able to overcome and are able to be delivered and are able to have miracles after miracles performed in their lives and are able to walk by faith and not by sight and be able to wait and be able to endure until their blessings come. They want to know what is it, amen, that happens, amen, that allows people to experience this presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And so what Jesus lets them know in verse 3, as Nicodemus came at night, is he let him know that there has to be a change in your life. Somebody say, I know I've been changed. Somebody say, I know I've been changed. There has to be a change in your life. In order for you to be able to see the kingdom of God, and in order for you to be able to live like you know the king of the kingdom of God, in order to enter in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, amen. Jesus said, in order for you to experience this, in verse 3, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, there has to be a transformation in your life. There has to be something that changes in your life that would take you from being a carnal-minded, a worldly-minded, a religious-minded person, a religious-minded individual, someone that relies on the power and the presence of man, that would humble themselves to God and begin to rely on the power and the presence of God through the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is saying in his earthly ministry, in order for men to be able to experience and see the kingdom of God, they're going to have to be born again. They're going to have to be born a second time, because when they were born after the similitude or after the same matter of Adam and Eve who sinned in the Garden of Eden, what happened is when they were born, took on this sin nature of Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve left their connection, their spirit. They lost their connection, their spiritual connection with God. And so everyone that came after them was born without that spiritual connection. And so what God says, in order for you to be able to experience my miracles, experience my presence, experience my power, you must be born again. I'm going to say that again. In order for you to be able to experience my my blessings, in order for you to experience my power, in order for you to experience my presence, you must be born again. In order to receive the power and the presence and the blessings of the Holy Spirit, God says you must be born again. And so when we have understood that message, amen, we say, well, how did this happen? I can't look it up on the internet. I can't look it up, amen, in a book that is other than the Holy Bible. I can't find out how did this work, and I want to experience this power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, and what do I have to do to be able to be born again and to enter in the and see the kingdom of God? And so Nicodemus asked this question in verse 4. He says, Nicodemus said unto him, how? He said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? This just goes to show how spiritually ignorant of God, amen, Nicodemus was. He was a scholar. He was a man of great knowledge with great power and great wealth, but he didn't know God. He hadn't experienced the power and the presence of God. He didn't know how to experience these miracles that he understood that was greater than what his natural mind and his natural ability could accomplish. And he desired, amen, to be able to experience these things. And so he humbled himself. He didn't come riding in during the middle of the day and say, I'm a Pharisee and I know this, I know this. But he realized that he was inferior to the prophet, inferior to the Savior, inferior to the Lord, inferior. He had a finite understanding. He didn't have an infinite understanding like Jesus was, that Jesus had. So he humbled himself and came and said, God, how in the world can I experience this thing that you have, that you have experienced and shown these miracles that only someone who knows God can experience? And so when Jesus realized that Nicodemus had humbled himself and declared his spiritual ignorance, and sometimes we're too proud to declare our spiritual ignorance, and it's not a thing of shame to declare that you don't know. It's a thing of shame to not know and don't ask. And so Nicodemus declared his spiritual ignorance and humbled himself. And Jesus said, let me explain it to you about the presence and the power of God. In verse 5, he said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water of the Spirit and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so what he's saying is that a man that is born of a woman, amen, is got to be able to have also a spiritual birth. And in other words, in order to enter into the kingdom of God, not only do you have to have a physical birth, but you also have to have a spiritual birth. And this spiritual birth combined with your natural birth, amen, will give you the ability to understand, amen, that your physical body has a soul in it that needs to be saved. And when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, amen, it has the ability to save your soul and transform you and regenerate you and cause you to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so what happens is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that enters into your life, it regenerates you. It creates a new person. It creates a new man. It allows the Holy Spirit to take up presence in your life. So now you can be connected through the power of the Holy Spirit to God and be able to experience the power and the presence and the miracles of the Holy Spirit in your life. And so he goes on to explain to Nicodemus, that which is born, verse 6, of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And he lets him know, amen, there's a difference between the flesh and there's a difference between the spirit. He wants him to know that, no, you can't go back into your mother's womb, but you can ask God the Father to send you and bless you with the presence of the Holy Spirit once you believe on Jesus as being Lord and Savior. behavior of your life, and you can experience this new spiritual birth. He goes on to talk to Nicodemus in verse 7. He says, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. And he goes on to explain it. And when you understand the way Jesus explains this in the eighth verse, you will begin to understand, amen, that it's something that you can't, come on now, see, but it's something that you can experience. You can experience the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can't see the Spirit, but you can see the manifestation of the Spirit in your life. In other words, you can't see the Spirit, but you know that the Spirit is there. That you can't see the Spirit, but you know that the Spirit is working on your behalf. You can't see the Spirit, amen, but you can see what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life, in the life of your family, in the life of the individuals in your body of Christ. You can see it manifest himself. You can see him manifest his power. And when you begin to see those things in your life, then you begin to understand that, yes, God is true to his word, that he said he would pray the Father and he would send you another comforter, and that comforter would come in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can begin to lean and depend and rely on him, and the miracle blessings in your life will begin to overflow your life, because you will experience the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that has taken up residence in your life, and you begin to start asking things that not in your will, like we talked about last Sunday, but in the will of God. And when your spirit lines up with the Holy Spirit that God has given you, what happens is the Bible says you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. I don't know about you, but I've seen the Holy Spirit work in my life, the life of my family, the life of the church, the life of those individuals, amen, that are around, that exhibit, amen, the fruit of the Spirit, that they don't get upset, they don't get unsteady, but they stay stable because the Holy Spirit is present in their life, and they understand the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit will keep them in all their ways. And so no matter what the situation or the circumstance is, as long as they have the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, they'll be able to get through whatever, amen, will come in their lives. And so he says, marvel not in verse 7 that thou must be born again. And in verse 8, he says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In other words, God is letting you know about the power in the presence of his Spirit by giving an earthly example. And all of us have seen, my brothers and sisters, a windy day. A windy day is caused by the wind that circums the world that we live in, called Earth. And as these winds circulate the Earth, they come in contact with objects. And every now and then you can see a tree bend, and you can see a tree move, and you can see the leaves on the trees begin to move, and you can't see what's making them move, but you understand that there's a power that is unseen, come on now, that is causing the tree and the tree leaves to move, and the power is so powerful that if it's blowing strong enough, amen, even the biggest building, even the biggest tree can be knocked down. Have I got a witness? Many have seen and some have experienced hurricanes and tornadoes that have touched down and that have hit shore, and you can't see the wind, but you can see the power of the wind. You can see the presence of the wind working on the water and the waves, and you can see the presence and the power of the wind bending signs and taking down street lights and blowing roofs off, and you can see the power of the wind uprooting trees that were over 100 years old. You can see the presence and the power of the wind. Even though you can't see the wind, you can see the presence and the power of the wind. And so Jesus is letting Nicodemus know that you might not be able to see the wind. You might not be able to see the actual moving of the power called wind, but you can see the effects of it. And he said, this is how the Holy Spirit is. When you're born again, when God connects you with the power of his Spirit, when you've humbled yourself, when you believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus and that God has raised him from the dead, God reconnects you with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but as long as I've been walking with the Lord, he lets me know that he's going to walk with me. He lets me know he's going to talk with me. He lets me know that I am his own. He's going to continue to let me know that he's true to his word, that he would never leave me nor forsake me. And he lets me know that through the power and the presence of his Holy Spirit, even though I can't see it, I can see the results of me having faith in the Holy Spirit, that he'll be able to perform the power and the presence and the miracles that I need in my life. And so he goes on and he explains to Nicodemus that there is some things that man is not going to know. And he asked him, aren't you a master of Israel and you don't know these things? And Jesus goes on and tells him in verse 11, he said, I said unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. In other words, what Jesus is telling Nicodemus is, I'm telling you what I know for myself. In other words, my brothers and sisters, we've got to know the Holy Ghost for ourselves. Have I got a witness? I can tell you about it all day long. And so many words Jesus is telling Nicodemus, I'm telling you what I know, and I'm testifying of what I've seen, but you don't believe. Come on now, the witness I've given. In other words, Jesus said, I know the power in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's the power in the presence of the Holy Spirit that allowed Jesus to be able to bear the cross on Calvary's cross. Have I got a witness today? We talked a little bit about prayer and faith on last Sunday, but it was the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that allowed Jesus to call on his heavenly Father, even when he said, Father, if it be possible, that this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. When Jesus relied on the power in the presence of the Holy Spirit, when all of his other disciples went to sleep, he had something that would keep him. He had something that would hold him. He had something that would comfort him. He had something that would empower him to be able to carry out the power. He would be able to carry out the will of God, that he would be able to have the power and the presence to be able to experience the miracle of God keeping him when he was completing his assignment on Golgotha's hill. My brothers and sisters, we might not be able to bear the cross that Jesus bare on Calvary's cross, but God has given us the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, can you explain it to me, Pastor? All I can do is point you to the word, and you begin to experience it for yourself. Somebody said, you got to know him. You got to know him. You got to know him for yourself. See, I can't know him for you. You got to know him for yourself. You got to know how the Spirit begins to work. Somebody said, I know I've been changed. I've been changed by the power of the Holy Ghost, because the things I used to say, I don't say anymore. The things I used to do, I don't do anymore. The desires I used to have, I don't desire anymore. It's nothing nothing, nothing but the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I know I've been changed. I know I've been born again. Have you been changed? Have you been born again? Have you experienced the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? Some of you have been sick and couldn't get well, but the presence, hallelujah, but the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit came in your life. The presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that abides with you, within you. The presence of the power of the Holy Spirit will give you enough grace to hold on. It'll give you enough strength to make it through the night. It'll give you enough strength to say weeping may endure for a night, but because of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, I can make it through the night. Somebody said, I don't look like what I've been through because the Spirit of God has kept me, has blessed me, has made a way for me, has taught me, has guided me, has performed miracle after miracle in my life. I'm talking about the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that healed my body, that turned me around, that changed my mind, that gave me a new walk, that gave me a new talk. The Spirit of the living God that allows me to be able to love like nobody, amen, can love without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. Jesus said, I shown you and I told you, but you got to be able to get this thing for yourself. You got to be able to experience it for yourself. It's there. It's available to you, but you got to humble yourself. You got to come to God and say, God, I know you, God, because can't nobody else do these things. Can't nobody do like you do and perform those miracles. And couldn't nobody bear the cross that you bore on Calvary's cross without the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in their life? And my brothers and sisters, I've seen it. I know it. I know it for myself. I've seen it work in your life, and I know you know him for yourself, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when people ask you, how do you make it, sir? How do you make it, ma'am? How did you get through? How did you get through this storm? How did you get through this pandemic? How did you stay as a church loving and caring for each other? How did you know that God was going to allow you to get back into your building? How did you know that God was going to make a way for you to be able to be safe? He said, because it's the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you have that presence and power of the Holy Spirit, you can ask what you want. Amen. And God will give it to you. God will give it to you. God will bless you. God, because your will is lining up with God's will. And when your will lines up with God's will, amen. I said, when your will lines up with God's will, amen, that's when the miracles will begin to be poured out in your life. That's when the miracle of God will begin to overflow you, and you'll be able to see it manifest in your daily walk. And you'll be like the Psalm of David. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He said, because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemy. He says, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup, what? My cup runneth over. That's the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that will keep you in all your ways, that will keep you in every situation. And when you know that presence and power is there, you can walk with confidence in God, amen, that he's going to do exactly, I said exactly what he said he's going to do, amen. That's what Nicodemus wanted. But Nicodemus didn't realize he couldn't have it on his own terms. He got to have it on God's terms. And when you have it on God's terms, amen, when you have that and you experience this on God's terms and do it God's way, amen, that's when those blessings will continue to come, amen. And I want us all to experience what God has for us is for us. Amen. And know without a shadow of a doubt. Amen. It might be delayed a little bit. Amen. But it's not denied. It might be delayed a little bit, but it's surely not denied. Amen. And when you know it's not delayed and you know it's not denied, amen, God will give you what you need. Amen. And so you can have a peace that surpasses all understanding because of this comforter, this Holy Spirit that's come into your life that you would know without a shadow of a doubt. John 14, verse 26, he says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. So God is going to come, and God is going to be there with you always, even until the end of the world, through the power, through the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk some more about this power and presence of the Holy Spirit because this is who is with us as we walk daily. And we need to understand that. We need to understand how to stay in tune. And when we confess and have faith in Jesus, this Holy Spirit comes in and is with us and will be with us. But the world wants to turn down the volume of the Holy Spirit. That's why you see so many Christians not experiencing the blessings and the miracles of God because they allow the world to come in and turn it down. But we have to stay in tune with God and keep up that volume, the volume of the Holy Spirit. Keep it tuned up, amen, so we can overcome the desires and the tests of the flesh, amen, because we're going to be in the flesh and truly we're going to be in the spirit, praying that the spirit would overcome the flesh and we will be able to walk in the spirit and have the fruit of the spirit, not the manifestation of the flesh, by having the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit turned up, amen, in our lives, amen. The power and the presence of the Holy Spirit can allow you to overcome a whole lot of things, amen. But we have to make sure that we are constantly in contact with him and not doing the things that would cause us to fall back into the ways and the things of the world. Amen? The power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're gonna drill down a little bit more into this thing so you'll know without a shadow now. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit working my life. So you don't say that no more. You don't do that no more. You don't, so what happened to you? So I've been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he's resident in my life. And I have the power. I have his power and I have his presence in my life. I'm experiencing his blessings right now. Let somebody know you can do the same thing. You got to come humble like Nicodemus, amen, and ask God, how in the world is this possible? And God will reveal it to them, and they will be able to experience it, amen, firsthand, not like somebody told them, but what they know for yourself. Look at somebody and say, I know it for myself, amen. So glad I know it for myself, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, amen, amen. That's going to do it for us this morning. Thank you for your continued prayers, your continued steadfastness. Go through and read that chapter 3 of John and also the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Amen. Start to study up on that Holy Spirit. We've been studying the Holy Spirit almost 2 years in the book of Acts in our Bible study. But read that chapter 3 and also read chapter 14. And you'll begin to get a greater understanding of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit and how Jesus relied on it. And Jesus relied on it. We ourselves need to make sure that we rely on the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit while we walk this earth like Jesus walked during his earthly ministry. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for allowing us to be able to experience the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that sometimes we don't realize, amen, that we turn down the volume. And, oh God, help us to keep the Holy Spirit reigning loudly in our lives, God, as we go through these ups and downs and challenges in our lives. Now we pray that your Spirit would reign supreme, God, oh God, that we would be found doing things that are pleasing in your sight, that we would be found walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. Oh God, help us to learn, help us to recognize the presence and the power of your spirit, God. Help us to share it with others, God. Help us to be a witness. Help us to be a light in darkness. That those that don't know you, hey God, can see the light in us and come to you running. I yield. What must I do to be saved? God, we thank you for allowing us to know you. We thank you for being true to your word, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. And, oh God, we pray that you would just continue to guide our church, continue to guide all of us, God, that we will be a church, that we will be a people that would be like that city on a hill where it shines light in darkness, that someone might get to know you, come to know you as Lord and Savior of their lives. Oh God, that they would be filled with your spirit, God. Oh God, that they would know your power and your presence, that they would be able to also go witness, oh God, and that all of this would be done to your glory. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. In Jesus' name. Have a great evening. We'll see you next Sunday.